أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اتلوا ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
Huzur says that as every Ahmadi is fully aware that in the 14th century it was destined that the advent of a follower, a great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to make advent. So according to this promise of Allah Almighty, in order to once again establish the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the promised Messiah made his advent, and we are among those fortunate who have been enabled by God Almighty to do the bath at his hand and to become the member of his community. But Huzur says that this initiation, does it make that we are also fulfilling the objective for which he was raised and appointed? Or this bath puts some responsibility upon us? And those responsibilities which our great master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were initiated at his hand, they fully understood those, and those who became the members of his ummah, the earlier people, they fulfilled those obligations and responsibilities. Definitely the answer of each and every Ahmadi would be that those who are initiating at the hand of this promised Messiah and Mahdi, and those who are members of his community, they also have the same responsibilities as they were obligatory for the people in the earlier phase of Islam. And those responsibilities were carried out by those people beautifully. Those who listened to the signs of Allah Almighty and purified themselves, and when the purification was there, then as a result of that they were given that position and status which made them really a man of God. and then they purified other people further on. And if this is not our thinking, then we are not those people who have really understood the position and the station of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says in one place that وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would be he would purify the members of in the of his ummah in the latter part in such a way, he would purify them in such a way as he used to purify his companions at his time. So these good impacts and they were bound to take place again through this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through this Mahdi who established a community. And this community of the latter days period was to be reformed through him. So during the lifetime of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, thousands upon thousands of people were purified, and those people who were purified, then they continued to spread. So the promised Messiah laid the foundation of the community, which went on spreading. And Allah had given the promise of the progress of this community given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah is always true to his words, and his promises, we have seen the fulfillment of these promises in the past, and we are seeing today, and we are also seeing and going to see them in future. But each and every member of the community, they should always keep this point in mind, that his person will become only the one who is going to fulfill these promises only when they actually purify themselves. So this is a big responsibility upon each and every Ahmadiyyat regarding his own self, and also as a custodian and a guardian, the family members, the wife and the children, that he should be paying full attention to this responsibility. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to آخرین منهم لما يلقو بهم, explaining the meaning that why this word it has been used in plural. So he says that the purpose of that is in order to make the people understand that they should understand this point, that the person to come would not be left alone, but he would soon become a community, and that community will have firm faith in Allah Almighty, and the grace of a believer will be seen among them. So this is the standard which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, all members who join his community, they should try to achieve that. And this is mentioned by Allah Almighty, and the promised Messiah explained this point for everyone. And in order to get that and to maintain that, and not only to establish it in themselves, but also to spread it among his family, his wife and children, and also the people around them, each and every Ahmadi have to work very hard. And in order to obtain that, he has to follow those ways and means to which the Holy Quran has made the point very clear for us. In order to understand that, we have to understand those ways and means which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. In order to purify oneself, in order to abstain from vices, Allah Almighty has mentioned the observance of prayer as a very big means of that, as he says, and the verse which I recited in the beginning, it says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka," that you min al kitabe, that you read from that book which is revealed to you, which has been revealed to you, you recite. So you waqim is salata, and you observe the salat,
اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ اتلو ما وحی الیک من الکتاب جو کتاب میں سے اتری
دیٹ مینس دیٹ وٹ ایور از ریویل ٹو یو ان دی فارم آف دی بک یو ریڈ آؤٹ اینڈ کنوے ٹو دا پیپل اینڈ ابزرو دی صلات ان الصلاۃ تنہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر شیورلی دی صلات انیبلز اے پرسن فرام اینی bad things and unpleasant things, and certainly the remembrance of Allah is something great, and Allah Almighty knows fully well whatever you are doing. As we have seen in this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned that where the recitation of the message is concerned, immediately then Allah Almighty has mentioned waqim is salat, that you observe the salat, because observing the salat with all its requirements to establish the institution of prayer and to be regular in that will becomes the means of purification. And the Holy Quran, which is full from with the teachings of purification, in order to act upon that, one is only enabled with the help of Allah Almighty. So when a person dedicatedly submits to Allah Almighty and he is influenced by this teaching of the Holy Quran, then he would be avoiding vices and sins, and he would be acting upon all the commandments of Allah Almighty as a true believer. And then these offers who are offered dedicatedly, then these prayers will also enable the person to continue remembering Allah Almighty even after the prayers. So then such a person, he would be the person who would actually be able to purify himself. So therefore paying attention to the salat is one of the most important fundamental responsibility of every Ahmadi. But how it should be done? Just offering one or two prayers only? No, actually 5 daily prayers is a must. If that is not there, then it will be a long journey to have the high standards of worship to which we are invited. The other people, the earlier people, they work very hard. The 5 daily prayers is that landmark from which actually the journey of higher standard begins. The 5 daily prayers are just like a seed of the piety which actually has to turn into a tree laden with fruit. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that you offer your 5 daily prayers and from your moral condition you will be recognized, and any person who has got the seed of vice, he would not be able to stay in this position. So we have to sow this seed in our hearts with such care, and we have to nourish it so properly that no climatic condition can affect that at all. If we did not safeguard our prayers, then just like the herbs in the crop, they are just destroyed. And these herbs sometimes get hold of the real crop. So similarly, these vices will overcome these good things. So we have to take care of the prayers, and we have to firmly establish them with their roots, and then only it will become like a shady tree, a big one who gives the fruits as well, and only then it can become like that. And that institution will protect us from all types of vices, big or small. So we have to take care of our salat and prayers, and then the prayers would become the means of our security and our safety. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this is the distinctive mark of an Ahmadi. So every Ahmadi should analyze himself, and he should analyze the situation at his in his family, that he should see to it whether he is keeping up this distinction of the Ahmadi families. Are we recognized by that good quality, that we are worshippers and we are having good morals in us, and we are observing salat, and And we are those people who are fulfilling the objective of the advent of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. When we will analyze these things, then certainly this analysis will improve the standards of our piety. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining the importance of prayer, he says further that the salat is such a good virtue through which the weakness, satanic weaknesses are removed, and that is actually what means the prayer. The Satan wants that the man should become weak in piety. And he knows that whatever reformation he will make, that is through the salat. So therefore it is very essential to become purified. As long as one is having some filth in him, Satan loves that person. So therefore you establish the love of Allah in your hearts and His greatness, and there is nothing greater than the salat for establishing this. The fasting comes after 1 year, and zakat is only applicable to those who come into that category of level. But the prayer is essential and obligatory for each and every person. Never get it, lose it, and take care of that, and observe the prayer in such a way that you are as if you are standing before a mighty Lord. And if He likes, He can instantly accept my prayers. The same moment, the same second, the prayer can be accepted. Other people are in need of their treasures, and they are worried that their treasure should not become empty, and they are always fearing poverty. But the treasure of Allah Almighty is always filled up. And when a person stands before Him, praying and asking, the only thing he needs is the certainty. If he has got the certainty that I am standing before the one who is listening and who knows and who is omnipotent, then, and if he likes, he can give me everything right at that very moment. If he prays very fervently and should never be disappointed and have not bad feeling or ill feeling, and if he does like that, then he would be able to enjoy this pleasure very soon, and the more and more blessings of Allah Almighty will also come his way, and all these things will be achieved. So this is the way we have to follow. Zalim and fasik, those people who are unjust and violating the commands, their prayers are not accepted. Allah Almighty does not care those people. If a son does not care the father, then the father would not care for that son. And so how should Allah Almighty should care for such people who ignore Allah Almighty? So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that this is the weapon we have to have in order to fight a battle against Satan. And Satan is always trying to rob this weapon from the believer. So as a good soldier would never let his weapon go into the hand of the enemy. Similarly, a true believer should never be losing, should not be unmindful of the safety of this weapon that has been given to him. This is human nature, that people very frequently tend to vices and weaknesses. So therefore, safeguarding this weapon is it requires a constant effort on the part of the believer. And on a permanent basis, the safety should be done. And in order to obtain that, Allah Almighty says that you have to take care of your prayers. Allah Almighty says, Hafizu ala salawate.
Hafizu ala salawate.
Wa salatil wusta. Wa kunu lillahi qanitin. That Allah says that you take care of your prayers, particularly the central prayers. And you always submit to Allah Almighty. So this is a principal guidance which has been given, that you take care and safeguard your prayers, and particularly that prayer which comes in the middle. Various commentators have mentioned what is the meaning of this central prayer, and they have given their, according to their knowledge, they have explained. Some people have mentioned Fajr, Zohar, some Asr, and various opinions have been mentioned. So a guidance in principle is mentioned here, that we have to take care of this Salatul Wusta, the central prayer, the middle prayer, and according to the situation of each and every person, depending on that person, it may be different. Any situation which makes him unmindful of offering the prayer, whenever Satan tries to divert his attention from the institution of prayer, and he diverts the attention to some other things, that is the moment one has to be careful. And if we are able to protect against Satan at that time, and we do not allow him to overpower us, so then you should understand that that is the way, that is the point when we are looking after our prayers. When this situation will be there, as I have just mentioned, then in that case the prayer would be actually safeguarding us. And the faraz will be protected by the sunnah prayer, and the sunnah will be protected by the nawafil, optional prayer. And when this situation will develop, then you will not see Satan around you. He will be running far away, and Satan doesn't come close to those people. So this is a continuous effort. This is a continuous struggle that you have to make, and this is what the responsibility requires. And this situation is the one which actually creates pious changes in people after initiating. So therefore, to take care of one's prayer and to safeguard it is the very important responsibility of each and every Ahmadi. And he committed that he is going to I join the community of the Promised Messiah in order to overcome and to get rid of my old weaknesses. So then in order to do that, he has to show the examples of total obedience, and he will have to tread on those paths through which this promise of initiation become stronger and stronger, and you are able to fight against Satan successfully, and through which you are able to see more and more paths of virtues, and your faith is strengthened as a result of that. And as a result of that, you are able to see the faroha fis sama, that your prayers are going up to the heavens, and the branches of that tree go up into the skies. And then you will see the standards, high standards of piety and nobility. And through this, you will be able to see the manifestation of the acceptance of prayers. So when this high standard, in order to achieve that, each and every Ahmadi will be having a very earnest desire in his heart, then in order to raise the standards of worship and prayer, then this would also be done with great anxiety and with great concern and with great keenness, and this restlessness should be created in the hearts. In this age and time, in the name of being very busy or occupied, people tend to combine the prayers. But actually, there are some people who just by habit combine the prayers. This is not right. The time of each and every prayer is specified. And there are five prayers in a day. Allah Almighty says, Aqim as-salata liduluki ash-shamsi ila ghasaqi al-layli wa Quran al-fajr. Inna Quran al-fajr kana mashhuda. That from the decline of the sun up to the night coming over you, you offer the prayer, and also the recitation of the Quran in the morning. The recitation in the morning is something for which the witness will be borne on the day of judgment. In this verse, Allah Almighty, various timings of the prayers have been mentioned. It starts with the Zohar prayer and then up to the Fajr, the timings have been specified. And the five times of the prayers, what is the wisdom of that? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained this point in great detail. He says that the Allah Almighty has, according to His law, the trials have been also divided into five stages. That is to say that when there is some trial coming over a person which frightens the people, and then a person gets into that problem, the first the indications of the problems are there first, and then actually a person gets into that problem, and then a stage comes when a person becomes completely disappointed, and then it's a darkness, and then after that the light comes. So these are the five different stages, the reflection of that in the five daily prayers. So Huzur says that remember that these timings which are fixed for prayers, this is not a sort of a force which has been imposed upon the people. If you think carefully, actually these are the picture of the five spiritual conditions. As Allah Almighty says, أَكِمِ السَّلَاةَ لَدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ, that you offer the prayer, observe the prayer from the decline of the sun. So Allah Almighty has mentioned the observance of the prayer from the Duluk-e-Shams, from the decline of the sun. But this is, there is a difference of opinion about it. So then this is starting from that time. So there are, the other details are there. And the law is that the spiritual condition actually begins with the decline, and after that there are five different stages through which a person passes by. So the prayer also begins from when there is some sort of anxiety and worry, actually the indications of that begins. When a person is confronting a problem or a situation difficult, at that time one shows one's humbleness. So when there is an earthquake, for example, then you can just imagine how humble attitude you will be showing. Similarly, you think that if somebody is drawn into litigation and the summon is issued against him, so then he is told that according to such and such penal code, the case has been registered against you. So that is the condition where actually after the midday there is a decline in his situation, because previously he didn't know about the summon, and now he has thought that the summon is there, and he gets worried, God knows what happens after that. So this decline which comes into his situation, that is actually the duluk, and this is the first condition which is actually expressing the time of the Zohar prayer, and that is the time when the Zohar prayer is to be offered. And the second condition is that when he actually goes into the courtroom and the opponents, they are questioning him, and various things are asked from him, and that is a situation where a very grave situation is there, and that is something similar to the time of the Asr prayer. And when the situation gets even worse, and then he is actually issued with the charge list, and then he thinks that now some penalty is going to be fixed for him, and that is the time of the Maghrib prayer. And when finally the decision comes out and the court inspector or the policeman, the person is handed over to that one, and that is spiritually speaking the time of the Isha prayer. And after that the darkness, the time comes when the brightness of the day comes, and that is the Fajr prayer. And that is the time, inna mal usri yusra, with all the trials there is always relaxation and goodness. So that is the time which indicates the time of the Fajr prayer. So this passage of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned the spiritual conditions of a man, and he has explained for our understanding that the various meanings of the duluk, there are three different meanings of duluk are mentioned. According to some dictionaries, they say One meaning of that is that the sun, the decline of the sun. And the second meaning is when the sun starts becoming pale. And that is also called duluk. And the third meaning is there is also in way of the sunset. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, considering this explanation, has mentioned the duluk, the when the shade of the shade of things becomes long, and from that moment the timings of the prayers have been fixed. What is the wisdom and hikmah in that? He has explained that in the worldly ways, if we think at that, if a person, when he first time confronts a difficult situation, then how humble he becomes because of that anxiety and worry. When some litigation is there, some case is made against a person, then his normal condition changes and people get worried about that. And they think of hiring some advocate to plead his case, and what sort of lawyer he is going to get, whether he will be able to present his case effectively or not, what sort of decision is going to be made. So he gets so many worries, and very state of uncertainty and anxiety is there, and he becomes very restless, and he tries to avoid the situation, and he does whatever is possible for him. Various thoughts are there, and he tries to overcome the situation. So with the decline of the sun, according to this example, the time of the Zuhr prayer is there. In that, one should consider over one's spiritual condition and submit to Allah Almighty and try to seek help from Allah Almighty. And then in worldly litigations, after the warrant is issued, then a person has to stand in court, and he has to go there where the judge listens to his case, and interrogation is made, and questioning is made, and he has to explain his situation and case. Either he is seeking for forgiveness and begging pardon, and that is the situation of Asr prayer, that he should be remembering Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty may safeguard him against weaknesses and sins, and whatever has been done so far, Allah Almighty may forgive that and give him spiritual life. And then the example is further extends that when the court has decided something and a charge sheet is issued against that person, and then the person thinks that now the case is in a way decided, as a result of that penalty will be there, he becomes all the time more worried and more concerned. So that is the situation which is described by the timing of the Maghrib prayer, where when a believer looks at the time of the Maghrib, the darkness comes, and he looks at his own actions, his own deeds, he doesn't see anything presentable, and then he submits to Allah Almighty, he seeks his forgiveness, and this is the situation of the Maghrib prayer. And after that, when the penalty is fixed, then when a person is declared a criminal and he is handed over to the police authorities, and the penalty begins. And as compared to this one is the situation of the time of Isha, when the night is dark, he can't see anything, and he is put into the cell. So all the actions of the day should be in front of that person at that time when he stands for offering of the Isha prayer. Just a person who is confined to the cell, he is begging for his freedom, for his deliverance, and that period of night, that should also, the advent of the coming of night should also give him this realization that these nights which are coming, then these nights should not be actually coming into my spiritual life, and they should become very long. and my hidden sins, which they should not be throwing me into the lap of Satan permanently. And very in a very mood of restlessness, he prays to Allah Almighty with the utmost submission that this condition should not be destroying my spiritual life, all of it. You take me into your custody and make the sun always shine upon me, which can ensure me my spiritual life, which should not enable me to decline in my spirituality, nor this should be taken away completely. So as compared to this one is the time of the Isha prayer. And after going through his confinement, when a person is freed, then he comes out, and he comes out happily. Just like that, when the time of Fajr comes, a believer is very happy. That as, and he prays to Allah Almighty as this day is coming up. Similarly, a day should dawn upon my spiritual condition. So therefore, these five timings of the prayers, they are actually a reflection of our spiritual condition. And that is a time to reflect as well. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that inna maal usra yusra, referring to this verse of the Quran, he says that after the trial, the relaxation comes. It tells a believer that one should not be slack in one's offering of the prayer. So one should always be very active and regular in offering of the prayer. And if you are really looking for a betterment, and if you want to improve your condition, then if you have to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty, then you take care of your Fajr prayer. And whenever you travel your everyday journey with this condition, then you will have this situation, or this sort of feeling will be there. When every day, every morning, would bear the witness that you spent the night with piety, and every evening will give the witness that you spent the day in the state of fear. So this is actually the situation which brings about a big change and revolution in the life of a person, believer. And we should never ever forget that the prayers, they are the fundamental requirements in order to improve the situations of spirituality. Without that, a mu'min cannot make any progress. So every mu'min should be very careful about the prayers, offering them on time. And for that purpose, one should work very hard and strive very hard, because this is an obligation. It's a compulsory thing for a believer. In Allah Almighty says, "Inna salata kanat al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta," that offering of the prayer is an obligation, and it is an obligation in relation to the time. On their appointed time, they must be offered. Allah Almighty may enable us that we act upon this command in the best possible manner, as it should be. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came to carry out the job and the purpose of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so we should be able to help him in this noble cause, and we should become his helpers. And we cannot become like that unless and until we are not those people who actually purify themselves, and this purification of self cannot be there unless we take care of our prayers and offer them always on time. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in one place he says that prayer is the right of Allah, and offer it in the best possible manner, and never ever be slack in it, and always take care of it. If the whole house is going to be destroyed, let it be destroyed, but never let your prayer be destroyed and wasted. Those people are hypocrites. Those who say that if we offer the prayer, then we get this worldly loss. Actually, the prayer is never ever the means of the wrath of Allah Almighty. Those who say like that, they are liars. And those who do not really enjoy the taste of this prayer, Actually, this reforms the religion, it reforms our morals and the worldly things as well. And though the taste of the prayer is better than anything else, and this is for the worldly taste we spend a lot of money. And this is the paradise which is received by the people for nothing. So Allah Almighty has mentioned about two, a paradise. One is the paradise of this life, and that is the taste and the joy of the prayer. This prayer is not like a penalty which is imposed. Actually, in order to have a link with Allah Almighty, this is a must. In order to have this link intact, Allah Almighty has prescribed the prayer. This is the link between a human being and God. In order to establish that link, the prayer is there. And Allah Almighty has put a taste in it, enjoyment in it. Just like when the marriage is there between a man and a woman, there is a good feeling about that. And when people actually offer the prayer and work very hard, they also enjoy the same taste in that one. And if this enjoyment and the appreciation of the taste is not there, then there is not much in the prayer. And if that is not there, then what's the difference between a human being and the other animals? And the second a very sad news is generally perhaps known to every Ahmadi, and which is actually injuring our hearts. And people might have read it in the newspapers that a Danish newspaper has shown a very bad example, and they have shown their enmity and rancor by publishing certain cartoons. And they have mentioned that we are taking the revenge of those people who have been arrested by police. And these people actually, they printed and published certain cartoons attributing it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the police have arrested those people, and this allegation is right, so then the law is punishing these people. Then what right do they have to injure the feelings of the Muslims? But they say that we are always upholding the standards of justice. Is it justice? Is it justice that somebody does something wrong and the punishment is given to other people? If this is the justice of these people, then Hakimul Hakimin, Allah Almighty, who is the proprietor of the whole world, he will also show his justice. And he is mighty, and he has the power to take revenge. Those people who are doing it again and again, then Allah Almighty takes the revenge from those people. This is a matter mentioned in principle by Allah Almighty. For these people who are doing these heinous crimes, Allah Almighty is enough to take revenge. How He is going to take the revenge, that is known to Allah Almighty. Our job is that we have to explain to them and teach them and to guide them, and that we have done in the best possible manner. Articles were written, letters were written in the newspapers. We met those people who were responsible for it. We had a meeting with them. In spite of that, if these people are not going to leave this matter, then the matter should be rest to Allah Almighty. Our duty is that we should submit to Allah Almighty, and more than ever before. We should establish the noble example of that Prophet of Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was shown to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have caught our Lord, our Allah. Our Allah The recognition of that was shown to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That mighty Allah, He loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody else. Allah Almighty will show His might Himself. Our duty and job is that we have to show the injuries of our heart. It have to present before God Almighty, and we have to cry and weep before Allah Almighty. And we have to invoke more and more blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this we should do more than ever before. This is another responsibility of any Ahmadi. And they should be invoking durood and salam for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ever before. They should be praying more than ever before. They should purify themselves more than ever before. They should be invoking durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ever before. And these are the things which are going to frustrate the designs of these people. In order to express our feelings, I just present one quotation from the Promised Messiah sallallahu wasallam. He says that Muslims are those people who are ready to offer their lives for the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those people who are always calling names to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we be friend with these people? And those who mention his name with great disgrace and use foul language about him. So these people are actually not the well-wishers of their own people, because they are sowing thorns in their ways and making the way difficult. And we are ready to have a peace with the snakes and the ferocious animals of the desert, but not with these people who do not desist from showing these things and using foul language against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The help of Allah comes from Allah Almighty for those people. So this disgrace and foul language and bad words have been used, and books have been published and they have been circulated, that one is really shudders to the bone when one listens to that one, that if these people are going to kill our children right in front of our eyes, and those who are our beloved ones, if they are going to kill these people and cut them into pieces, and they disgrace us and also kill us with great disgrace, and also take possession of all our wealth, and by Allah we will not be having any grief as we have suffered when they are using this foul language against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, these people who are injuring our hearts on the basis of their power, you show them the lesson, and have because you are all mighty and all powerful.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.